Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You had just tuned in to Push My Story. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All the way of South Carolina, we are here in the Sunshine State of Myrtle Beach. Amen. We got both sides of the world. Amen. One side, amen. We're looking at the beautiful ocean. Amen. So far out, you can't even see the end of it. The water is blue and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And on the other side, amen, it's all, everything that's going on, the Ferris wheels, the traffic, amen. You see people walking, you see people shopping, you smell food. I'm all the way up here in the balconies, amen. And we're so glad that you tuned in, amen, amen. Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston, with Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. Before we get on to our message on this afternoon, I want to ask you a question. Have God ever promised you anything? Have God ever visited you? We ask these questions because if you haven't had a visit by the Lord, you will. Amen. But we're just so excited about God and what God is doing. Amen. Before we go on our way, amen, praise God, in the message, we're going to give you the book of Zechariah, the fourth chapter. And we like when you start with the first verse and read the whole entire verse, you know, the verse of that chapter. Amen. So that you can get the understanding, because God will visit you. I promise you. And, you know, when God promised you something, let me tell you something. He can perform that which he speaks. So we just love the Lord and how God is doing great things. Amen. So we're coming from the book of Zechariah. And for your consideration, we're going to begin reading at that first verse. And hear the word of the Lord, because we all have an assignment from God and we all have something that God wants us to do. So there's some things that God is going to visit you in a certain way, in a certain season. So don't be surprised, you know, even though you may not know the Lord, some of you, you know, and some of you do, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But don't be afraid, because he come to bring good news and glad tidings. Amen. And God got great things for you as he give you the rewards. Amen. He rewards you as you go along. So don't get dismayed. You know, this was happening to Zerubbabel, you know, and Zerubbabel, and he was just getting discouraged. You know, we get discouraged because we look at the time that we're living in and we look at people. And we see that people are not changing, and then we see things are getting worse instead of better. And then we ask the question, you know, Lord, who shall abide? Who shall dwell in thy holy hills? He said, he that is what? Upright, and speak the truth from his heart. You know, that's the ones, amen, those are righteous, and those that would hear his word, and amen, praise God, and carry out the word of God. Amen. So we want to get as many people saved as we can. I'm just so excited about that, because we bring in good news and glad tidings. We want to encourage you, to let you know this is not the time of giving up. This is the time to press forward. You're going to make it. Amen. God is on your side. I promise you that God will hold you up. Amen. He's going to prepare you. But don't be afraid, amen, of small things. Don't be afraid of what's going on in your life, because that too will pass. Okay, if we look at Zechariah, the first the fourth chapter, let's look at the first verse, okay? And it says here in that first verse, now I want you to get this because it's a vision now, and what's going on, that the angel, you know, it says, now the angel who talked with me came back and awakened me as a man who was awakened out of sleep. See, God has a unique way, you know, of visiting us. And, you know, Zeruba, you know, he felt like he was asleep. And this took place. But what was transpired was he was having a vision. God had sent an angel, amen, to give him instruction. Anytime God visit you, amen, praise God, he has something for you to do. He got instructions for you, amen, because he has a purpose for your life. Everybody has a purpose. Everybody got to fulfill, amen, praise, their duties and do their job well. So, you know, so don't be afraid, you know, because when God come and visit you, he may send an angel. You may see God face to face. You know, you hear people's testimony that they've seen God face to face, you know, and God didn't have a face, but they describe how God looked. So God does not always appear to everyone the same way. He knows what's in us. He knows what we will accept and what we will not accept, because he created, he made us, amen, very uniquely from everyone else. So, okay, so we know that, you know, that God will, when your time comes and your season, there's a time and a season for all things, you're going to find out that God has a special assignment for you. Amen. And this time it can be done by you and you only. And God will bring people in your pathway to get it done. But my emphasis is that we don't want you to get discouraged. Discouragement will come. The enemy come to bring discouragement. Some of you right now are so discouraged and throw in the towel and just ready to give up. This is the time God is getting ready to bless you, but you got to hold on just a little while longer. So the vision, you see, you got to finish the work. God started a great work in you. He's going to finish it. So all we got to do is depend on God, look in the Word of God and study the Word and know him. Find out who he is, what he's all about, what his character about, what did he promise. God promised you, amen, he promised you that he will be with you always to the end of the world. Now, things will happen, and sometimes we want to rush God and get God in a hurry, but you know what? It's a pace, it's a process, simply because we have to learn the trade. We have to learn and have the skills that God give us that we may be able to manage and, amen, to go on, amen, to finish what God has assigned for us. So we got to be what? We have to be made over. Now, I know you heard of, you know, do-overs, makeovers and stuff sometimes, you know, but sometimes God has to make us over because we're so entangled with the world and the things that was in the world. And what God is trying to do is help us to see beyond this world, because in this world you shall have tribulation, but in him you'll have peace, great peace. So he had a vision. So when God gives you a vision, sometimes we wonder, you know, I don't understand the vision. I don't understand. But God always used parables. He used parables, amen, so we can get to understand exactly what he's saying. Sometimes he uses a metaphor to let us see, that we'll be able to see and understand exactly what he's saying. So let's find out what did this angel show Zerubbabel. We want to see what happened here. So, and then the message is to us, because we can put ourselves in Zerubbabel place, because God's going to visit you as well. So And he may show you a vision. I'm sure he's going to show you a vision and show you things that to come and things that you must prepare yourself for. And it's all about the ministry of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, spreading the gospel, getting people to come into the truth, getting people to come to know the word of God, come people to have this relationship, a tight relationship, a promised relationship with God. This relationship, let me tell you something, he's like a father to his son. And he has promised us that he'll go away and prepare a better place. And he's coming back. And when he's coming back with his reward to pay every man according to his works. So we all got to work. Every one of us that are born, amen. We are born here for God's good pleasure, for his purpose. And we have to carry out an assignment for God. And we want to get as many saved because, look, where God has taken us, it's not going to be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain, no more disappointments, no more heartbreak, none of that stuff. I mean, God got something great for us, but we got to be able to look into it, research, and find out what God will have us to do so we can meet those requirements. Amen. So, it says here in the Word of God that when the angel came and visited him, okay, he asked him a question. If you look at the second verse, it said, and he said to me, what do you see? See, God asks you a question to make sure that when he's dealing with you, that you understand that he's going to have to reveal everything to you. Because you can't know more than God. You cannot assume anything. You have to know exactly, specifically, God will have you to do. And as long as you keep seeking God, he reveals it to you. And he reveals it to you according to your ability, to your obedience, and according to your faith. So the angel asked him, said, what do you see? And he said, look his reply. He was being honest. He was being straight up, you know. And he says, look, what do you see? And he said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand, of gold, of solid gold. Now, what do you think that could mean? A lamp stand. If you can think about a lamp has a light. It gives you light, amen, so you can see. So God actually just represents this lamp stand, amen. It's pure gold because it's pure. It's nothing fake about it, but it's real. And it's solid, amen. And God is solid, and God is real, and God is the light of the world, amen, praise God. He is the great I am. He is the only God, and there is no other God beside him. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He's above all and created all things for his good pleasure. Now, I want you to make sure that you understand why I'm using this parable, because this parable is to get you to see something in it. There's something in it that God wants you to see. Now, he saw the lampstand, amen, and it was a solid gold, so that we know that represents God, right? So he goes on to describe this vision. What else do you see? So he said, I see a bowl on top of it. On top of what? This lampstand, okay? Okay, so we know this bowl is on top of this lamp. So let's find out what else is in this vision. So we realize that the bowl is on top of the light stand, and then it says, And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes. To the seven lamps, there is what? Two olive trees, or one on the right of the bowl and one on the left. So we look at the fourth verse and it says, so I answered and spoke to him, okay, to the angel, who talked with me, saying, what are these things, Lord? You ask the question, what is it? Why are you showing me this? I don't understand. Many times we don't understand, but when we begin to seek God, God opened up our eyes and we can see clearly. We begin to understand, amen, what God is asking of us. So if you look at the fifth verse, moving right along, the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know these things? Do you not know it? And he said, no, Lord, I don't know, you know. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord, Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Now I'm going to stop right there, because many times start out with God, many of us, and then it seemed to me that we constantly asking God, what do you want us to do and where you want us to start? But God will let you know. Don't worry, God. See, God is preparing you for what he has in store for you. So as you go on your journey, as you live on, God will direct your heart. And you begin to know the voice of the Lord. You have to ask God, Lord, help me to know your voice. Stay in the word of God. Meditate in the word of God. Soak in the word of God. Look, have a relationship with God. And then as you go on, God begins to reveal pieces and parts to you. Because we have to be in the condition, amen, so that we can carry out the will of God. And we got to be in the right frame of mind. We got to have the faith. Faith come by hearing the word of God. Faith, your faith be built up through the word of God. Charity builds up your faith. The love of God. You love your brothers and sisters in Christ. But I want to say this. We, along the way, we have an adversary. We're going to have distractions. We're going to have disappointments. Things going to come at you. But this is to make you. Now, the enemy is trying to stop you from doing the will of God. You got to know that. You have to know the trick of the enemy, because he comes with all kind of tricks. He uses anybody, anything, sometimes the closest thing to you. But you got to be able to recognize, and the only way that you're going to be able to recognize, you have to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil time. Put on the whole armor of God, and God would teach you what those, the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, the sword, which is the word of God, and the anointing. God would teach you as you go on, and you begin to trust him, begin to consult with God, and you have this relationship with God, and you talk to God so that you may finish your task. Now, I said that to say this. Do not give up. I'm going to say it again. Do not give up. This is where God is getting ready to bless you. He's getting ready to do exploits. He's getting ready to do exponential. He's getting ready to really, really show you what power is. Sometimes it's power versus the real power. But we know that there's some kind of power, amen, praise God. I call it magician power because it's such a faith. God is the only one that has the real power. Amen. Do you remember Moses? Amen. Moses, amen, praise God, and Pharaoh. And when they stuck out they rod, when Moses stuck out his rod, his rod turned to a snake. And so did Pharaoh. But his was a faith. Amen. Because Moses' snake had swallowed a Pharaoh. Amen. So they like to use a lot of imagination and try to play tricks on the mind. So that's what Satan does. That's what he does. He likes to play games with the mind. He likes to make things seemingly one way when it's not. It's all a trick. Amen. Praise God. And you got to know the tricks of the enemy. I'm saying all this because many times, look, we cry and we complain about a lot of things because things are not going our way. Things ain't the way we want it to be. Things is, you know, what you mean by things? Sometimes people get lonely. Sometimes people want companionship. Sometimes people want, it's not so much God don't want you to have companionship. It's the way we have companionship. It's the way we go about it. And we must do it a right way because it's all in his plan. God is not selfish, and God is not, you know, got no rod to beat nobody over the head with, okay? But what God does, he has a plan that's in place, and it's a cycle. And when a cycle takes place, it has to go a certain way in order for it to complete. So when we start trying to change God's plan, when we start trying to change laws and people and things and try to go against God, we are going against, amen, what is already in place, and it won't work. Because when it doesn't work, what happens is it fails. When it fails, guess what? You fail. You fail because God has it in a way where it has to go the right way. It works by love. It works by faith in Jesus Christ. It works by understanding the Word of God. It works by, you know, showing love one to another and doing His will. So I'm saying this to say, stop complaining, stop murmuring, knowing that your day and your season is coming, knowing you have a season, that your time, when you are listening and you obeying God, amen, praise God, God gonna open doors for you when you are ready to receive it. Not only when you receive it, but you'll know, I have the ability to even know what to do with it, how to be able to manage it, how to be able to help others. Thing about it is we learn the methods. We learn the Babylonian ways. Amen. And a lot of that Babylonian ways is all full of sin and corruption and lies and deceitfulness and all kind of, you know, evil intervention. So God got an intervention for us that we can be renewed, we can be restored, we can, you know, we can do our first work over. Now, Zerubbabel had to build a temple. He had to rebuild the temple, but many times when God gives us something to do, don't stop. Because we're looking for other people to help you out to do it. God going to bring the people. He's going to put the right people in your circle. He's going to open that door for you, but you got to trust God and know that God is going to do it. Sometimes God wants you to be alone. Sometimes God wants you to be alone for that season. Sometimes he wants to be a part of that. Amen, praise God. Sometimes God wants you to spend some time with him. God wants you to spend some time, amen, thinking about what you're going to do and give you time to look at yourself in the mirror. the Word of God, if we get back into the Word, amen, we find that we can't despise small things. And see, what happened is because it's not doing what we think it should be doing, we get discouraged and don't look like it's prospering, and it looks like, you know, nothing's going to work. Yes, it is going to work. God promised, I will be with you always to the end of the world. He promised that. God promised us as long as we trust in him. So he asked them, you know, what are these trees? The olive trees. What's going on? See, many times we have stumbling blocks. We got things hindering us, things that's holding us up, and it looks like we can't move, we can't go forward, we can't go backwards. It looks like we had a standstill. Well, when you feel that way, that is the time you start talking to God. This is not the time to get upset and get disappointed. This is the time that you start asking God, what do I do next? What would you have me to do? Lord, I'm waiting for your next time. God, won't you just go on and do what you've been doing? Because you must be doing well. Hey, yes, you must be doing well. But many times we got people that's holding us up. We got people that put stumbling blocks in our way. They see what we are doing, and sometimes they try to stop God from moving in you. I want to tell you this. There is no weapon formed against you shall prosper, okay? So I want you to know that that mountain, that oversized Philistine, that thing that's getting in your way, that thing that's hindering you, guess what? God is going to move it. God don't want you to get discouraged. The thing that tried to stop you, the thing, people, sometimes people got money, sometimes people got prestige, sometimes people think that they got all the power. But I told you earlier, God got all the power. Their power, they are useless. They got a certain amount of natural power, but it is useless because their power doesn't work. Only God has the real power. They may try to stop you from getting certain things. That's it. But remember, God got power over all principalities, all thrones, all kingdoms. So when the time comes, okay, he's going to make a way for you. But you got to be in position, okay? So don't look at the mountain and say, well, this mountain is in my way or this thing in my way and I can't seem to move it. No, this is the time you examine yourself. Examine yourself and ask God, Lord, show me. Get some instruction from God. Talk to God. Pray unto God, the one that's able to do all things but fail. Because, see, God started a good work in you, and he's going to complete it. So the whole thing is that God will visit you. Don't despise small beginnings. You got to learn. Amen. You got to learn the ropes. You got to learn, amen, praise God, what God will have you to do. You have to go through a process, just like being educated, just like going to college. You can't know a trade, you can't know a skill, unless you are going through, amen, a process to be educated to learn the skill. You can't be a doctor just wanting to be one. You can't be a lawyer if you just want to be one. You can't be a teacher just because you want to. You got to go through the process. So I want to encourage you to hang in there, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. And I'm not saying, you know, try everything and then let God, nothing don't work. Everything failed, go try Jesus. No, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you, try God first. Put God first. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So do not be dismayed. You're going to find out that God is wonderful. And let me tell you, you're going to have all kinds of adventures, all kinds of experience. you're going to be able to explore and you're going to see how good God really is. So we just thank God for you. So we just love you. Just hang in there, and God is doing it for you. And God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.